we are now at a lesson together with many, many people from around the world sitting together with us, our beloved friends. I just talked to Moscow. There are more than 100 people gathered in our center, and I think that that's how it is in many other places. Maybe we can see other places around the world. If we can see our friends from around the world who are also together with us, if you could put it up, if you can bring up the picture also if it's during the lesson. The lesson today now is a special lesson. The truth is that we're all children. Man is even less than a child. He was not even born in spirituality. So with respect to spirituality, we're all equal. The soul has no age. A small child, a grown-up man, person, with respect to spirituality, one and the same. And therefore, the Kabbalists, they say that actually, you have to start treating a child the very same way we educate him, we bring him up, teaching him how to get along in this world. We educate him, we have to educate him of how to get along in the next world. Bala Sulam writes that if a person does not acquire the knowledge of the orders of the spiritual world, then the soul cannot exist in the spiritual world, and therefore a person does not get a pass into the spiritual world. Therefore, in the same validity, in the same force, as we educate them for a corporeal occupation, profession, for them to exist for their 60, 70, 80 years, for them to also have the opportunity, the ability to exist in spirituality, to come out into spirituality, to live the whole full life, for each one of those children to be able to implement the purpose of creation. Children are a new generation, a young generation. This generation will live after the crisis, and let's hope after our correction. And therefore, we really care. These are our friends from Peter, from Kirovograd. And therefore, we really care for them to grow into a new generation, into a new future. We study once a week. I teach them once a week, another once or twice a week. They study different lessons and different things. Many children from overseas connect to us, to these lessons, and today we'll give them the honors to ask and answer. In short, we'll have a lesson like I have with them once a week. Where is the host? Are they asking or am I asking? Reciprocally. So I'm asking. Very good. So our lesson today will be as follows. I ask, and whoever knows answers, he raises his hand, he gets a mic, and he answers, and then we'll maybe have to also wait for the translation. So we've prepared a few questions here. The first question is, and I'm asking for you to also participate amongst yourselves, but quietly. I'm not sure that you know the answers, the grown-ups. Why has the Creator created many people and not one single person? Let's start with the children. Yeah? Okay, please. Slowly. Do you see her? Okay. for us to have whom to connect with. Another answer? You have to look at me. Yes? For us not to be lonely. For us not to be on our own. Your neighbor? We can't hear you. Because only together can we reach the Creator. Boys, are there any other answers? Okay, please. In order for us to multiply. He has created one single man. No, sorry. He has created several people, but only one soul. Oh, this is sophisticated. Yes? Who knows? Come on. Please, bring it. Only do it quickly. Yes. Stand up. Because we have to connect and become like one person. Yeah, but why did he create many people in order for us to connect? To connect to become one. Why one? This is the next question. Why has he created many people to connect into one person? Please. You have to leave your hand up so he'll see whom to give the mic to. In order for there to be one single person and he could reach other places. I don't hear anything. So one person could reach other places because he's more distant. Okay, who else? Look at me. Look where I'm pointing at. Because when we're together, then we don't think only about ourselves or about me ascending, but we think about everyone for them to ascend. You also have an answer? No, yeah, a question, I feel. No. Boys, there at the end, those few boys together. Please. Because without friends, if, for instance, man needs help, then he won't have any friends. And if there are many people, then he'll get help and he'll succeed. Okay, very well. Okay, let's go to the next question. These are very hard questions. Listen, the grown-ups.
Why is it impossible to acquire the quality of the soul directly from the Creator? Why is it impossible to get the power to bestow directly from the Creator, but only through the friends? Yes? Yes. Because we're not worthy of it by ourselves. The quality of bestowal, if we only had the quality of bestowal and we give to others, but others can't give to us, then everyone needs to reach the quality of the soul together. Great, so you can reach the quality of the soul only together. Why only together? I can ask of the Creator and that's it. Because in one of the lessons you said, only together, by giving to each other can we rise through the degrees and cross the Maqsum. Without friends and without the soul to each other, we won't have anything to cross. Why not? Yes, over there. Yeah, okay. But quickly, girls. Who knows? Whoever knows, pick it up. Because the Creator wanted us to really want to reach Him. Because if we try to reach the Creator with our friends, it's harder because we're all used to receiving for ourselves. But when we unite, the Creator wants to see that we really want to reach Him. Oh, great. We have to show the Creator that we really want to bestow. And then we'll get the power to bestow from above. Good for you. Boys, is there anything to add? Do you have anything to add to the answer? You do? Who else? Yeah? what he gave us an assignment to connect, right? So we need to do this assignment together. Why? Because everything has to be achieved together. Why together? I don't know. Okay. Just as well. Where is he from? From Ashkelon. Very well. The next question. What do I need to do towards my friends? If I need to reach bestowal with them, and then from the Creator I get the strength to bestow. So what do I need to do for them? Yes, the girl over here, the new one. Yes, you. Where are you from? Haifa. From Haifa. We need to appreciate them and to be kind to them and not think only of ourselves and our egos, and show them we respect them and understand what they're doing. Yes. Right. Now, boys, please. Is it working? What you said, that how we can connect to friends, I think that a friend is like the goal for you. You have to love the friend and feel that the friend is a part of you. So if I bring a gift to the friend, by that I learn how to give? Very well. A question into Kabbalah. What do I get from the light that reforms, that brings you back to the good? What do I get from the light that reforms, meaning the light that brings you back to the good? What happened? You don't know? More? More? Yes. Oh, Makif, surrounding light. Okay, but what do I get from it? What does it do? Tikkun, correction. Okay, very well. Which correction does it perform? Does it do? No? Yes? What does the Omakif do? What is the surrounding light? What does it do? Yes, the little boy over there. But stand up. It can bring us back to the Creator. Very well. True. A different kind of question. What does the quality of giving give me? Yes, you did. To reach the Creator and discover His goodness. Why? Because everyone wants to get to the good and connect to the good. So to receive it, we need to give to others together so they will feel pleasure. And in short, show them what bestowal is. Wait. That's not the answer. I'm not sure you know. Why, through giving, do I get to the Creator? The one behind you? Yes, yes, the one behind you. You did, behind you. Bestowal means bestowal upon another friend, upon another person. So what's it got to do with the Creator? How do I get to Him? How does that bring me to Him? Yes. Pass it. Does your neighbor know? I forgot the question. Why, through giving, do I get to the Creator? By what law do I come closer to Him? Because He gives to us, and He wants us to give to others as He gives to us. So what? When I give to others, Why does that bring me closer to him? He brings the good side and the bad side. No. You're confused. Yes, please. The little one next to you did. Yes. Because. Okay, she's shy. Boys, let's show them we know something, right? Because then we become similar to him. Okay, right. How should we treat the friends from all over the world? Everyone will say nicely, but that's not enough. Yes, over there. Stand up. Where are you from? She's from New Jersey.
Lenora.
Well, that's not... Well, never mind.
We have to welcome them nicely and show them that they should always be, like, our friends. And that even if we haven't seen them for a long time, we're still their friends.
Tergum?
What? He's translating what she said.
But it's not enough.
But that's not enough. How... We should treat them nicely, but why should we treat them nicely? Yes, the one next to you. To make them feel at home and to not make them feel like they're different from us. Even though the language is different, the culture is different, we're all really the same, we have to make them feel it. Okay. That's all about treating them nicely, but what's then? Boys, who still hasn't said anything? New ones? Anyone out there? Yes, pass the microphone over there. If there's someone from overseas, give them the preference. Yes, the chubby from Moscow. Why do I need to treat my friends nicely?
То мы должны быть все вместе одним человеком.
И не важно, будем
в Москве или в Нью-Йорке или в Израиле.
If we study Kabbalah, we all have to be one person together, and doesn't matter where we are, just to be happy to see each other.
Okay. Yeah, he's translating. It's very important. It's very important that we're all together. It doesn't matter where we come from Moscow, from Israel, from anywhere. As long as we're together. Yeah, great. So just like we grown-ups unite, and that way create a bigger kli, and in this great kli we get fulfilled. Our children are the same. Great. You need to do it, and to know it and to do it. What is the meaning of the correction in the world kli? What is the meaning of correction in the world kli? Yes. The meaning is that we're actually already corrected, and we don't need to correct ourselves because we've already come to the Creator, which is the world kli. I didn't get it. The correction in the world kli means we are already corrected and we don't need correction, meaning we've already achieved the Creator. Girls, you probably know it better, right? You don't? No one's raising her hand? Where are my successful students? You did. Do you know? You do? Okay. You don't? Okay. Again, the question is this. Otherwise, I'll ask the grown-ups, but they don't know either. Okay. How do you... No. What is the meaning of correction in the world kli? Okay, yes. For all of us to reach the end of correction and reach the Creator. Right.
Эх, מתקנים כל העולם.
How do you correct the whole world? Because it says a person has to correct himself and the whole world. So how do you correct? Yes? You give to them and you disseminate the wisdom of Kabbalah. Okay, through dissemination of Kabbalah. More answers? Are there more answers to that? Yes, please. You connect to everyone, and then we can give to the whole world. Okay, so you connect to everyone, and you give to them. Very well. What are the means by which we can come to this one kli? What are the means by which we come to this one kli? Yes. The group, the Rav, the books. If I knew this at her age, and look at me, this old man doesn't know a thing. Okay, so now, what is the Aravut? The mutual guarantee. We had a lesson, the Aravut, the mutual guarantee, the first lesson. So what is the Aravut? Yeah? We can't see you. Yeah, okay, stand up, yeah. The force that connects us. No, stand up. What? The force that connects us. So Aravut is the force that connects us. Very well. Nothing more to add. Why does a person need others if he's got a point in the heart? First of all, okay, what is a point in the heart? What is the point in the heart? Yes. The question, what is the meaning of my life? That's right. So if I have a point in the heart, right? Why do I need others? Again, I'm twisting the question. Okay, more. All those already took part. There's a girl over there who still hasn't said anything today. Yes? Because if we have a point in the heart and we don't want to unite with anyone, then that point at some point will diminish and disappear. Meaning, you can only realize it through connection with others. But why do I need to connect to others? Boys? Yes? Because they give you more strength. They give you more strength. They increase your point in the heart. Meaning, with my point in the heart, my strength, I can't listen, everyone. With my force in the point in the heart, I can't reach anything. My kli and my power is in others. That's why the point in the heart is not a kli. Through it, I can connect to others. And then in them, in all the others, is where I find my kli, my soul. That's why, in a point, I get nothing. Without a point, I can't even start the correction of my soul. But my soul is really the whole world. The kli that is outside of me. How do you help friends in the world in a time of crisis? That's not for kids, really, this question. How do we help all of the friends in the world during the crisis? Yes, we have a friend from the United States, right?
My name is Jean. I'm from New York.
Come on.
Very good, Rav said, very good.
It's
not the shy one who learns. Those who are shy never learn.
No,
very well. Go ahead.
Hi,
הוא לא זוכר את השאלה, גם אני.
He doesn't remember the question. I don't remember it either.
מה שאלתי?
What was I asking? How do you help friends in the world, all over the world, at a time of crisis?
And giving food.
By giving them charity and food.
ולתת להם שוקולד ולתת להם אוכל.
Okay, very nice. Yeah, with that, yeah, right into the point. He's right. No, he's smart. Why? Because he says this. The friend's corporeality is my spirituality. The friend's corporeality, when I worry about their physical, you know, the corporeality, to me is an increase, an advancement in spirituality. He's right. Which environment do we need in order to maintain the connection between us?
Wow.
Maybe the grown-ups should answer that. Which environment do we need in order to keep the connection between us? Even the grown-ups don't know. Soon the Congress will be over. We've connected. We're waiting to have something more. We forget about it every morning, and we constantly have to have this attack inside. But when we leave the Congress, what are we going to have? How do we maintain the connection between us? Perhaps we will get a tip from the kids. It says that a bright child is really one who can give you a tip, an advice. Let's take the older kids first. There's a new kid there that I have never seen before.
Откуда ты такой?
Я из России.
О.
Они мы
Ну как тебя зовут, чем ещё משפחה?
What is your family and surname? His name is Misha. Well, of course you're smart. There was another guy there who wanted to answer. Yes. Where are you from? I'm from Israel. Okay. You forgot the question. What? Did you forget the question? Yeah. Okay. So I'm repeating it. What environment do we need in order to keep the contact between us? Say now we've connected. And now we're going away physically. How do we keep in touch so the distance doesn't affect us? So we keep connected at our heart, in our hearts. We need to get to more places. So, like if we go to France, perhaps we'll find many friends there. If we go to Africa, maybe Tanzania, we'll find friends there. Okay, so he knows where we have groups. Girls, do you have a better answer? Yes?
No. Yes.
You do?
Okay.
Yes, take the microphone. First, with today's technology, you can do it over the phone or computer. Yes, today's technology, right. Okay. It's a new generation. If you really want to stay in touch, then you have to be in an environment that's good for everyone, where you feel good and warm, where you feel loved, where you feel at home. Very well, Opsid. More? Yes, pass it on over there, yes. A supporting environment. But how do you get to it? You unite. But if they're leaving, those who go back to Moscow, This little boy is going back to New York. And everyone's going away. So what are we going to do? Perhaps through things like the telephone? You only know the internet and that's it, huh? Right? Is there another kind of connection? On Sundays and Fridays, we can see them on the screen. And that way we connect to them. Yes, more? Boys, get ready. The power of thoughts. To think about it. How can we remember, keep remembering our friends from all over the world? Because the next day I forget. Well, more, more, yes. Another one, another one, another one, another one. To give yourself a message over the phone that you have to think about them. I thought you had other tricks. We're all waiting. All the grown-ups are waiting for what you're going to tell us. We have the same problem. Okay. Give them the microphone.
Aside from telephone and internet and emails, no. If we will connect, we won't need it. If we will connect, then we haven't connected yet. You're right. What shall we do? No, next to him? Well, on the third day of the Congress, when we're about to say goodbye and everything, we can give him some memorabilia or talking to him, and we can read something or do a farewell piece, something exciting that at the end we can say, oh, I remember that exciting thing, and then I remember my friend. Okay, last question. We will talk, but for now I just want to finish my question. So, last question is, how? How will we incorporate, include? How will we include all the children of the world in our TV programs? Any ideas? But they don't know Hebrew. And they're from all kind of places that maybe they don't know how to behave in our television. Is that okay? More ideas? More? Yes.
I've asked him, where are you from? So he says, of course, I'm from Moscow. Yeah, Arias translating. Okay, so go ahead.
Since we have to be in contact all the time, connected.
That's also. Repeat it.
Since we have to be in contact all the time, we have to find a creator there. But how do we still include them in our television? Any ideas? There's a kid there? Quickly pass the microphone. Where are you from? I'm from Azuz. Oh, that's a known place. It's far. Yes. You simply make programs in their languages, or you translate to them everything you say? We have to translate all of our programs in Hebrew of what we're doing for kids to different languages and to send it to them. That is very correct. More? There's a child here. A big child? Okay. Okay, you later. To teach them. No, you're a teacher already. We'll translate it to them. We'll tell them what to say in Hebrew, all kind of things. So we'll teach them Hebrew so they can participate with us. Yes. Okay, understood. That's really good. Would have been good to do. Maybe in summer we'll come to it and we will do during the school break. Indeed. Where are you from?
Toronto.
Very well. Indeed. Maybe we will organize a congress in winter, in summer. The whole world will fall and we'll go upwards. Do you want to say something? Please. At the back. To draw for them that it's worth the while watching our TV shows.
We did have to, we should have prepared a program and film it. We won't have time to do it this time, but next time when we have a chance, we want to have all the kids in there. And maybe we should take them on a program, television program together. It's very beautiful and rich. Well, I'm done with my questions. You have anything to add? What do you think about? Yes, please.
We can include them by making more teleconferences and talk to them. If they want, they can make video clips, we can translate them, we can prepare programs, they can also do things. They know how to do everything. It's either they want it or they bring it to us and we will help.
You have a special like a connection page for all the kids. Maybe we can have a blog or something. You put all the stuff up there, right? Like clips and emails and all that. Okay, yes?
We can also organize more conferences and organize with them at the same time the basis of the program, the outline, and tell them what they have to do. And in the program itself, we can include them for them to be with us on the screens, and they will do it there, and simply be with us. That's a nice
idea. Very well. Good ideas. Yeah, good ideas. Yeah?
We can also make a website of little video clips of all kind of languages, like in the channel, in Channel 66. So we can do something similar, but translated and to send it.
Very well. More kids? And there's a boy over there. He is as sophisticated as his dad. Okay.
He said we can add our disc into all kind of programs or games and give it to someone. Oh, by mistakes, I forgot it.
Well, good idea. Very well. Yes. Okay. Now I have one last question. We don't have much time left. What would you say to the grown-ups? Do we have anything to tell them? Yes.
Yes. по-хорошему уважать и любить.
И просто так? Или за что-то?
Ну, просто так или можно за что-то.
What can we tell the grown-ups? Now that we're all here in this joint congress? Yes.
That we want to be like them. And that we love them.
Yes, the girl over there.
They do, and it's really inspiring, and that we want to follow in their footsteps and try to be the best that we can and try to be the next generation so we could be more like them because they're role models for us.
He's translating the answer.
עוד?
More?
מי שעוד לא היה?
Those who haven't said anything yet.
מי עוד?
Who else?
ילדים, בנים.
Kids,
עוד,
boys.
עוד, כבר היית.
More?
מי שעוד לא היה. כן, שם הילד.
Yeah, those who weren't.
כן, כן.
Who didn't say anything yet. Yeah, the boy over there, yes?
נו, можно им
сказать? רגע, מאיפה אתה?
Well, where are you from?
Из Москвы.
From Moscow.
Зовут тебя?
Сережа.
No. His name is Сережа.
Можно сказать то, что, ну, уступать им, любить их, как бы рассказывать те каббале, то, что мы узнали на уроках.
О, это нахон.
С вами, с
Леламеду там каббала,
это нахон. That's true. Teach him каббала, yeah, that's true. מה עשית?
פתחתי את הגן והורדתי קצת את הווליום אלינו, כי אצלנו זה היה חזק, אבל פה לא היה חזק.
כתוב,
he's right. It says, I learned a lot from my teachers.
יותר הרבה מחבריי,
more from my friends and even more from my students. From the little ones we learn a lot more. The fact is that until a child is born, a person doesn't feel that he is a grown up. The family becomes a family when there's a baby. When the baby grows, the parents begin to grow as well. That's how it works with kids too. We can learn a whole lot from them. And that simplicity, this honesty, we don't have it. We're all past ego. Children also begin to be egoistic or kind of shrewd past the age of maybe 13 or 14. But before that, they can't lie yet. The evil is not so cunning as to exploit others. And then you can learn from them ways that will just leave us speechless. It's really worth it to pay attention to how they treat the wisdom of Kabbalah, how they want to open it up, either directly or they don't accept it. So there's what to learn from them. Any questions or what? You want to say more? Go ahead.
I think that they have to give us more options for connection. They think that we are not able enough and we don't know enough. And we can try and succeed.
Okay. So the grown-ups should give the kids more options. Yes.
No.
Well, someone else from overseas?
Yes.
Anyone?
No.
No. And from here? Yeah. The boy in the red shirt.
What's the difference between my soul to your soul?
Well, he's got nerve. There's no difference between the souls. There was a similar question about a week ago on a lesson. There's no difference between the souls. All the souls are the same. Rabbi Shimon, me, you, Baal Sulam, the Ari, It doesn't matter who. All the souls are equal in the end, at the end of correction, when we complete everything. Because all the souls contain everyone. And in wholeness, you don't have something more here and less there. Wholeness means everything is whole and perfect and equal. But there is a difference between the fore and after, cause and effect, who leads, who follows, who is advancing, who is behind, in connections, in corrections, until we end the correction. So the difference between the souls originally doesn't exist. There's no difference between the souls. But there is a difference in that one attains before and another after. And we learn in spirituality that those who attain later do more work and brings more lights than those who were there first. In other words, the teachers come first. But I achieve a greater light than they if I follow them. And if you follow me, you will attain an even bigger light than me. That's the difference between the souls during the correction period. Yeah, I deserve it too. Why not? Like a boy. Yes. Girls? More. There's a new girl over here.
Я из Финляндии. И можно им сказать, чтобы они так же хорошо продолжали учиться, как и сейчас учатся.
Наши мамы с папами, да?
Да.
Ну, будем за ними присматривать.
We'll make sure they study well. We have to awake them more, we have to pressure them more, and indeed then we will come to the equal valley. It is written the following.
It says this: if you bring the hearts of sons together and the hearts of fathers and sons. In other words, when you connect two generations, you achieve a complete kli. Okay, great. Now, otherwise, what do the grown-ups want to tell the kids? Is there anyone who wants to stand up and say anything? Something good, though. What do we wish for them? Well, from the men, from the women, something. Quickly, just one person. You see? It's not that simple. Yes, please. But briefly,
in short, I heard a saying that the light to the world, which is called the days of the Messiah, will come thanks to the light that comes from the children. So we trust you that you will bring us the light. It is for you, the kids.
Yvonne, and I'm from Australia. And I wish, well, I know that all of you will become teachers to all of us.
I'm Robert, and I'm from Lithuania. I don't know if the kids understand what they give to the adults. Maybe the adults understand what I mean. When I look in the kids at the kids' lessons, and the questions that Rav asks them, and they answer him. I understand how much I don't understand and how smart they are. I would simply like to tell them that I love them all,
как мне надо жить в этой жизни.
And understand. They simply show me the way where we should reach. And so to all the kids from the world clay, do everything completely natural. It's already embedded in them, in the software. And we, the adults, all we have left to do is simply to bless for having them. A song, yeah? And let's sing together.
No.
Kids. And now I'll test the mothers. Oh no, they're asking me. Oh well, okay. Just one more thing that I almost forgot. We have to thank the educators, those who are taking care of the kids all through the Congress. Give them a lot of energy. They are our blessing.